Fudbaleri Danske i Australije odigrali su nerešeno 1-1 meč drugog kola C grupe na svetskom prvenstvu. Ovim remijem Danci su se našli na korak od osmine finala, dok Australijanci dalje posjeduju šanse ukoliko pobede Peru u posljednjem trećem kolu grupne faze. Danska je bolje otvorila meč, od samog starta su krenuli sa napadima, a postavka igre je stvarala pritisak na australijski tim od gola Australije do 30 metara od gola Danske. Takva formacija je uticala na pomalu uzbunjenost australijskih igrača i Danska je preko Eriksena povela već u sedmoj minuti. Selektor Australije Bert van Marwijk se osvrnuo na tih prvih 15 minuta kao i na ono što je usledilo, a to je dominacija Australije u daljem toku utakmice. Van Marwijk je spomenuo i povretu Nabuta, čije rame je stradalo i za njega je prvenstvo završeno.
I think Andrew has a bad shoulder injury and I think the tournament is over for him. Well, yes. After 15-20 minutes we started to play the way we like them to play and to build up and
prvih 15 minuta su oni dominirali i nakon toga smo mi stvarali šanse i trebali smo da pobedimo. Nakon prvih 15 minuta smo počeli da igramo onako kako mi volimo. Nabut je nažalost doživeo povredu i za njega je prvenstvo završeno. Uzimali smo pozicije na sredini terena i stvarali šanse. Igrali smo fudbal, kontrolisali utakmicu većim delom. U prvom delu nije bilo mnogo šansi. U drugom smo već stvarali šanse i neverovatno je kako nismo postigli gol. VAR tehnologija je odigrala ulogu i na ovoj utakmici. Posle previda glavnog sudije opravdano je dosuđen penal za Australiju. Mile Jedinak je bio siguran sa bele tačke i postavio je konačan rezultat utakmice 1-1. Bert van Marwijk je komentarisao i napredak u igri australijskog tima.
Australia, I would like to first congratulate you and the team for courageous performance. 1-1 is the outcome, but sense is that Australia was more specific in attack that it deserved to win. Now, as the team is improving, what is your opinion of the execution? Is that going to improve as well? Is that the only thing that the Australian team is lacking at the moment?
When you see the game today, then the last part of the puzzle is that we must make the difference by scoring one goal more as the opponent, because I must be satisfied about a lot of things, almost all the things we asked them, and from the first day the team improved every day.
Kada vidite današnju utakmicu, vidite koju razliku stvara kada date i gol. Morao bih biti zadovoljan sa mnogima, skoro svim stvarima koje tražimo od njih. Igrali smo dobro protiv Francuske, jednog od najboljih timova na svetu, a protiv Danske je možda i teže. I dalje smo odlično odigrali osim prvih 15 minuta. Umjesto Nabuta, koji je utakmicu napustio sa povređenim ramenom, ušao je 19-godišnji napadač Arzani, koji je u 87. minuti stvorio izuzetnu priliku za gol. Međutim, Schmeichel je sjajno reagovao.
A little bit disappointing for the boys. I think we dominated most of the second half and I think we deserve to come away with 3 points.
Do you feel that if you had a little bit more time, even a few more minutes, you would have got that second?
No, I think I had enough time to be honest. I had a big chance in the end there and I feel like I should have put that away. If I just hit that on the ground, it would have either gone to the left of the keeper or gone through his legs. But all we can do now is look to the next game. We still have a chance to get through and we just have to try and get a win.
Sorry, I meant if the game went on for an extra few more minutes.
Oh, if the game went on for an extra few minutes. Yeah, maybe, but it's football, you know, who knows.
Do you feel your confidence is growing with every time you play on this stage?
Yeah, definitely. You know, you go out there and you kind of see it and you kind of think to yourself, well, everyone's human, you know. You see that even the top players in the world are making mistakes and you just kind of relate to that and it gives you confidence.
How did you feel coming on today, say, compared to the France game?
Probably the same, you know. I just came on really happy, really excited and also a little bit relaxed, you know, because that's when I play my best football and I just wanted to come on and make an impact.
Do you think you might be starting the next game?
I have no idea, you know. I just work as hard as I can and it's the boss's choice, obviously.
What did Boots say to you before you went on? What were your instructions?
He just told me to make sure I remember my defensive duties and to do my thing when I get the ball.
Mm-hmm. Is your hand up to start though, Daniel? What do you think you're best used as an impact player?
Again, these are not decisions for me to make, you know. I'm just doing my thing, and it's the boss's choice.
How much do you feel personally you've come on since coming into the Socceroos camp 4 weeks ago?
I think a lot, you know. I've learned a lot of what to do off the field, and also, you know, coming on the field, you know, there's a lot more responsibility when you're coming on for your country, and, you know, I feel like I've handled that okay, but I still feel like I have a lot to offer.
Take us through that little dribble down the right flank against Pione Sisto.
Yeah, you know, he came in quickly, and I knew there was going to be space on that side because he knew I was going to try to go for a nutmeg, so I just went over his foot, and yeah, we were unlucky enough to get a goal from there.
Izuzetno mi je drago što sam ušao u igru i razočaran sam jer smo zaslužili 3 poena. Imao sam odličnu šansu i trebao sam da postignem gol. Raste mi samopouzdanje. Ušao sam opušten, uzbuđen. Instrukcije su mi bile da ne zaboravim defanzivne zadatke i da uradim ono što znam kada dobijem loptu. Da li ću početi sljedeću utakmicu i takve slične stvari su do šefa tima, nije na meni da to komentarišem. Australijski tim igra hrabro i sve zrelije. Sljedeća utakmica sa Peruom će nam dati konačnu sliku u ishod ove grupe. Francuska je 8. dana svjetskog prvenstva minimalnim rezultatom pobedila Peru. 1-0 golom Mbappea. Mbappe je ovim golom ušao u istoriju jer je postao najmlađi igrač koji je postigao gol na svjetskom i evropskom prvenstvu. Izabranici Didier Deschamps su posle ovog triumfa izborili plasman u osminu finala. U trećoj utakmici 8. dana svjetskog prvenstva i još jednoj fudbalskoj poslastici Hrvatska je deklasirala Argentinu sa 3-0. Prvo poluvreme je obilovalo čvrstom igrom, oštrim duelima i lepim šansama, naročito hrvatske reprezentacije. Uprkos svim šansama, poluvreme je završeno nerešeno 0-0. Zatim je usledio idealan početak drugog poluvremena za Hrvatsku, koja je golom Rebića za 1-0 nagrađena za ofanzivnu igru. Modrić je prosto odigrao fenomenalnu utakmicu. Njegova skoro bezgrešna distribucija lopti je bila osnova ofanzivnih akcija Hrvatske. Modrić je postigao i drugi gol za Hrvatsku izuzetnim šutom sa distance za 2-0. A onda je u 90. minuti Rakitić stavio tačku na ovu fudbalsku lekciju koju je Hrvatska održala Argentini za konačnih 3-0. Hrvatska je u osmini finala svjetskog prvenstva.